and I'm joined by Roisin Dwyer and Eamon Sweeney, which of course means it's time for album reviews. This week's albums are Number Six Collaborations Project from Ed Sheeran, Egoli from Africa Express, and Until the Tide Creeps is from Penelope Isles. And we'll start with Ed Sheeran. Eamon, this is his fourth studio album, his first since 2017, and there's an awful lot of billing because there's been a lot of release singles up to this.
Yes, there is. A lot of this is...
And a lot of collaborations, obviously.
And it's blue chip names. Like, it's Justin Bieber, Travis Scott, Eminem, 50 Cent, Cardi B, Bruno Mars. It's a who's who of current chart music. And then you have Stormzy, who, of course, headlined Glastonbury the other week, the golden boy of grime, Chris Stapleton. It just goes on and on and on.
He's got a fantastic ability to become friends with these people and to talk their language in terms of music. Is that fair to say?
I think that's very fair to say. I'm not a fan of his music by any stretch of the imagination. But he does have a reputation in the industry of firstly just being an exceptionally nice guy and being somebody that artists, whether it be Chris Martin from Coldplay, Noel Gallagher or Stormzy, kind of warm to. I think
he can pick up the phone to Beyonce.
I think at this stage he can pretty much pick up the phone to anybody he wants and has the pick of it, because for such a young guy, and this is album number four, and it's actually quite a gap because he has been quite a prolific artist. He's in a day and age when it's all about streaming and the physical product is supposed to be dead. Him and Adele have completely flipped the script. Like, their sales as in physical product is astonishing, because there's something about Ed Sheeran. He's ubiquitous, he's everywhere, and he transcends demographics. Everybody likes him, you know, from teeny boppers to grannies, and that's the essence of his appeal.
Well, will we listen to one of the tracks? This is Blow. This is with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars. Red leather rocket, your little fashion queen. So that's Blow from Ed Sheeran's Number Six collaborations with Chris Stapleton and Bruno Mars. That's one of your favourites, Roisin.
That is the only song I like. Oh, no. sorry, that is. Yes, that is one of my favourites. Yes, being a rock child at heart. Bruno Mars and Chris Stapleton, who, of course, has won a zillion Grammys, worked with, you know, rock royalty. And he's, I suppose, best known for working in sort of the rock, southern rock zone. And he's really bringing those chops to play here. And I mean, like, listen to those power chords, you know, sort of Led Zeppelin light. But what's amazing about this album, the number of contributors, but also the amount of genres that are sort of effortlessly commanded. Like, whatever you say about Ed Sheeran, he is an amazing songwriter. He's obviously extremely versatile. And, you know, he knows the winning formula.
Did you listen to the one with 50 Cent and Eminem called Remember?
Yes, and I think very cleverly. There's
like, my dreams are bigger than being on the rich list.
Yes. Yeah.
They're feeling a bit sorry for themselves being such megastars,
but then
I think.
In the Stormzy track, the Take Me Back to London, I think he does boast about his last tour getting half a billion. So, you know, he's not afraid to mention he's doing quite well either.
And he talks about his girlfriend in another one who doesn't want his money. She just wants more time.
Yes, that's it. What's that track? I can't remember which track that is, but that's right. Yeah, not a gold digger. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Would you not think with somebody with such... Has he cred? Or, I mean, he's obviously got cred amongst these collaborators, but would you not think he'd say, maybe I won't ring Justin Bieber?
Well, if I was Ed Sheeran, I wouldn't put it that way, but I'm not. Justin Bieber kind of, for me, represents everything that's bad about mainstream chart music. Funny enough, actually, that's one of the maybe least offensively dreadful or boring tracks on it.
Biggest selling track on it.
Yeah, I don't care, of course, for apt name. So look, he doesn't care, and if it's selling and streaming galore.
This is a man who's also advertising tomato sauce, isn't it?
Bieber or Ed Sheeran?
Ed Sheeran. Okay. Maybe, maybe there's just an insatiable appetite for exposure. Who knows?
Maybe he is saying he doesn't care because, he's so wealthy now, mm-hmm. he can do what he wants, and I guess everybody's going to criticise him anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, we listen to his collaboration with Stormzy, which you mentioned there, Roisin. This is Take Me Back to London.
Jet plane headed up to the sky.
To the sky.
Spread wings and the clouds getting high. We ain't had a rave in a while. So take me back to London. Face high, middle night, ceiling low. Sweat brow dripping down when in Rome. No town does it quite like my home.
So that's Take Me Back to London, and that's Ed Sheeran and Stormzy from Number Six Collaborations Project. You said there that you like it, but you think that he maybe makes the more dour Stormzy a little bit too upbeat.
Well, what they're doing there, I think both Stormzy and Ed Sheeran have certainly, mutually really benefited from each other's association. And there was a link up with Ed. He wasn't there on stage with Glastonbury, but there was a little nod to that. What I don't like about that collaboration, it's slick, it's nicely produced, it's blah, 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 but the brilliance of Stormzy and his debut album, Gangstars and Prayers, is, over 60 to 70% of it is very dark. It really reflects Black London, it reflects knife crime, it reflects the anxieties of the modern world. Not this kind of safe kind of mainstream pop. And that's what I think is the beauty of Stormzy. Now look, this is made for a mass audience. So I don't expect Ed Sheeran to go, oh, Storms, let's do something kind of really dark and kind of, really mess with people's heads.
So do you think, Roisin, this is for the Ed Sheeran fan base, or do you think the followers of the people he collaborates with will be as excited?
That's part of the... I mean, you could think, this is extremely tactical, by, do the maths, the 22 collaborators here who, if they're not fans of Ed Sheeran, are being exposed to him immediately. So it's definitely, it's for both. It's for Ed Sheeran fans and fans of the collaborators.
So stars out of five for Number Six Collaborations Project from Mr. Sheeran.
I'll go two. And I think that's being charitable.
I'll echo that too.
Two. Okay. Not very positive. Okay, maybe we'll have better luck this time. Igoli from Africa Express. It's the fifth album, I think, from the Damien Albarn collective of musicians. I don't think it's fair to say it's the Damien Albarn's collective. He's involved with it, but it is a collective formed by a number of African musicians.
Absolutely. He is a co-founder. He's been there from the start. He's on this album. But what I think is interesting about this, he's not up front and centre so much at all. And it's very interesting to see his Welsh friend, Griff Rhys, from Super Furry Animals, kind of do a lot more. And something actually I just learned recently, that on the last Good Band, the Queen album, the beautiful track with the Welsh choir was sourced by Griff. But anyway, it's a huge...
So will you just give us a bit of a background for people who are not familiar with Africa Express, that whole project?
Yeah, sure. It's a UK-based non-profit organisation, and their mission statement is to facilitate cross-cultural collaboration between musicians in Africa, the Middle East and Western countries. And I was kind of thinking about this, the way that... It used to be called world music, and it used to be very tokenistic. And I remember buying this very tacky, bad world music compilation, maybe in the cassette in the early 90s, and it really was a really bad exercise in cultural appropriation. And I think, in fairness, things like Africa Express and people like record labels like Sounds of the Universe, Soul Jazz, shops like Honest John's and Rough Trade, DJs like Jazz Peterson, and indeed Damon Albarn himself, have done a lot to really work with these people. The way Damon Albarn, when Blur split up, you know, one of the projects he did is go off to Mali and immerse himself in it. And, you know, I think that they're actually kind of really putting innovative African music, like there's variants of African house music on this record, whose the genre name I cannot pronounce. But I'm delighted to hear this. I'm delighted to see this being showcased.
Do we know what Egoli means?
Yes, it's the Xhosa, which is a South African language for Johannesburg, which is one of the tracks on the album and where it was recorded. But I love the fact that like the whole catalyst for the Africa Express project was Damon Albarn's disgust at the fact that there was only one African artist on the Live Aid bill in 2005. Mm. So mm-hmm. this whole project has its roots in that.
And it's and a does it have its roots in that trip to Mali all those years ago?
No, it was primarily in Live 8 as a response to that, yes. The fact that there was only one African artist on the bill. But this is an amazing record, and I think I have to say it's more cohesive than the previous efforts. I think the last couple of albums, there was an element of a slapdash in that let's throw these two people in the studio and see what happens. But here, I think sort of Africa and the West meet in sort of a seamless blend. The songs are fantastic.
So you mentioned the track Johannesburg and Ruff from Super Furry Animal. So let's listen to that track now from Africa Express. That's Johannesburg from Ruff from Super Furry Animals playing there with Africa Express, and the album is Egoli. That sounds wonderful.
It's really beautiful. And what's lovely is the artist in the background sort of doing the rap that's almost like yes. a chant, Morena Lareba. Like how beautifully their two voices complement each other. And like there's lots of that throughout the record.
It does give it an original sound, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and rap, I mean, there's some songs here that sound really contemporary. You know, there's a second track, City and Lights. It's, you know, you would hear it on a dance floor, and that song actually introduced us to brilliant vocals by an African tree piece, the Mahotella Queens, their vocals are just phenomenal, and they really are the gold dust on that disco number, City and Lights. And then the opening track, actually I have to mention that I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, Fuze Khamisi. He's a legend in Africa, and it's like the song is called Welcome, and it's such a warm greeting to the listener. It's a really upbeat,
it's lovely,
melodic,
yes, it's the first track. Yeah.
The dexterous guitar. It's like, you know,
and
the
it goes into a little riff in the middle of it.
But the guitar picking, it's like, you know, fluttering butterflies. It's really beautiful. And one person that I have to particularly mention on this album is the hip hop artist Moonchild Sonelli, who is sort of a star in her own right. Mm. But she really brings a lot to the record on a track called No Games. She sort of spars with the grime artist Getz, really sort of lots of electric grooves going on there, and she's brilliant on this track Sizzy Freaks, which is sort of more subdued house. But as I said, this album just sort of brings together artists from such diverse backgrounds, but the songs really meld and blend wonderfully.
And Eamon, you said that track was recorded in Johannesburg in
South
Africa.
It was indeed, and it's recorded in Johannesburg. The sessions to do this record took only a week, so everything is captured within a week. Obviously, I'd say the mixing and the mastering and all, you know, the post-production would have taken much longer, but that is deliberate, that the lead single is called Johannesburg.
Okay, let's listen to the Damon Albarn track, which is Become the Tiger.
Come the time, come the time, come the time, come the time.
Come the Tiger from Africa Express, and the album's name is Igole. There are 18 tracks on this.
Yes.
It is quite long, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, do you think that's great bonus? Or
yeah, no, look, I think it's a great listen. I was really enjoying it with the brief sunshine during the week. However, you know, it goes over, that's 1 hour, 7 minutes or something. Now, I don't think there's duds in it so much, but maybe to be a bit more succinct, maybe edit it down to 45, maybe 50 minutes. Mm. Might have, you know,
so
made a great
out
album.
Out of five, Eamon?
I'd still go a four.
A four. And from you, Roisin?
I'm going to echo that four.
Okay. That's pretty healthy. Four out of five for Igole from Africa Express. And lastly, we have Until the Tide Creeps In, and it's from Penelope Isles. Who are Penelope Isles, Roisin?
They are a quartet based in Brighton, and they're sort of centred on a brother and sister, Jack and Lily Walter, who were raised on the Isle of Man, which I think might be have something to do with the band name. There's a 6 year age difference between them, and they've always been extremely close. And when the brother moved away to college, they both sort of began exploring music in their own separate ways. And then when they sort of got a bit older, they came back together and started playing together. And this album is all about family. They talk about their father, mother, their bond as sister, brother. So they're obviously very close. And that familial pact and closeness really permeates this album.
Now, there's Jack and there's Lily Walter. Is that how you pronounce
yes.
it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And will we play Underwater Record Store? Because I think that shows her voice.
Yeah.
So that's Underwater Record Store, again giving that watery theme from Penelope Isles. And that's the name of the album is called Until the Tide Creeps In. Eamon, that's Lily's voice, which is a beautiful, ethereal voice. I think you're more of a fan of that than her brother's Jack, who also sings on the album.
Yeah, I do think kind of the strength really is the guitar sound and her voice. The weakness is very much Jack's voice. Because, you know, I don't mean to be harsh, but it's too generically indie. It's just very fey. It just reminds me of a lot of bad indie music.
The tracks with him.
Yeah, I really do. And they obviously think, for lo-fi music is kind of interesting. I think all their influences are kind of very 90s, but they do it in a nice crafted way, unlike some of the messy lo-fi acts where making a mess was kind of like a virtue. They do that well, but I just think his voice lets the side down. And, you know, it goes into moments of really being really brilliant, really original, really innovative, and then just going, oh my God, this just sounds like a bad B-side from 1992 or something, like, you know. But
her voice is quite exceptional, but is it half and half, or does she sing most of the songs?
It's sort of, she would sing, I think, a lot of it. But the fault for me lay in, like, there's a lot of great, like, I love Gnarbones that remind me of Arcade Fire, Circa Funeral with a little bit of the Pixies. And there's a lovely sort of stark, garagey track, Cut Your Hair. But a lot of this, like, some of the songs were just so fragmented. They didn't work. It's like they're trying to be willfully diverse by sort of going off on tangents within the song, and some of it doesn't work. But I think there's a lot of potential here. I'd be very interested in album number two.
And do you see influences, talking about Indie Schmindy there from Eamon?
You see a lot of Radiohead, Magic Numbers, Deer Hunter. There is a lot. Yeah, you can sort of tell what's in their record collections.
So let's listen to a little bit of Gnarbone, which is the track you said you liked.
Yes.
Looks like you made
that's Gnarbone from Until the Tide Creeps In by Penelope Isles. So out of five, Eamon?
Out of five, very promising. So I would be charitable and go three.
And you, Roisin?
I'll give it a 3.5.
Okay, you get 3.5. So poor old Ed Sheeran and all his wonderful world beater collaborators gets 2 and everybody else gets 4 and 3. Okay, and 3.5. Roisin Dwyer and Eamon Sweeney have been listening to Number 6 Collaborations Project from Ed Sheeran, Egoli from Africa Express, and Until the Tide Creeps In from Penelope Isles.